एंटरटेनमेंट ऐप ई बाबा एंटरटेनमेंट ऐप एंड्रॉइड टीवी और सेट टॉप बॉक्स गूगल प्ले स्टोर पर अवेलेबल है। सो जल्दी से जल्दी खुद भी ये ऐप डाउनलोड कीजिए और अपने फैमिली फ्रेंड्स के साथ ये जानकारी शेयर कीजिए। ई बाबा एंटरटेनमेंट ऐप।
मुतेला कपुरा चाहे तो क्या होता है, और वो ही होता है जो मंजूरे खुदा होता है। गुड मॉर्निंग एवरीवन, और नमस्ते, नमस्कार, सीताराम और अस्सलामु अलैकुम, and a very warm welcome to your early morning edition of Shabnam, and especially designed to assist you with your early morning chores and to put you in a positive and good frame of mind and to also ignite sparks of spiritual inspiration to you and your loved ones. जहां कहीं आप मौजूद हो, अपने कामों से जरा सी मुहलत लेकर इन मस्तानों को सुनने के लिए तैयार हो जाइए। और ए बहारे बाग अरुणिया चंद रोज, देख लो इसका तमाशा चंद रोज, और ए मुसाफिर कूचका सामान कर, इस सलामे है बसेरा चंद रोज।
खिलौने मेरी सहेलियां अब मुझे लगती हैं सारी पहेलियां। ये कौन सा मोड़ है उम्र का, चॉकलेट लाइम जूस आइसक्रीम टॉफियां, पहले जैसे अब मेरे शौक है कहां, गुड़िया खिलौने मेरी सहेलियां अब मुझे लगती है सारी पहेलियां।
सीताराम सत श्री अकाल जय गुरु दत्ता। Sai Ram, assalamu alaikum and welcome everybody. A good afternoon. Richard Aziz is on the radio. Shabnam Radio is up and running. Call a friend, invite a family member to join us at Shabnam Radio 770 AM on your dial. And of course, www.shabnamradio.com.
La 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 la
सपनों की गलियां गुड़िया खिलाने मेरी सहेलियां अब मुझे लगती है सारी पहेलियां
Well, a beautiful Saturday morning and so much happening that we would like to share with you and talk to you about. Remember, we are here live now and our studio number is working finally, so we'd get a chance to try it out today with your help. The telephone number, we'd have to get that for you. I can't remember it even. I have to learn that number. So coming up in a little bit, we'll do that one. But beautiful weather outside. We're starting feeling the crisp, fresh, nice fall weather. Those of you who went out back to school, I hope you had a good week. And, of course, looking forward to a nice weekend. I'm not sure what it is. Most kids I'm talking to, they're telling me that they went to school, but then they had to go online and eventually go back home and go online to complete the work and all that. So not sure how it's working with that, but I hope it's working out for you. Telephone number, I will give you that in a bit, but I want to remind you that if you need to get the driveway painted, Pete and Baljeet, remember I've been telling you they paint residential and commercial. They do the yellow lines also. If you want a yellow line in your spot, I think we could put that too. But give them a call, Pete and Baljeet, 416-561-5139. That's 416-561-5139. Also, eBaba, www.ebabatv.ca. You could go there, download the app, and you can now watch thousands of movies once you have the app. Okay, and you could choose from hundreds of IPTV stations, including Caribbean Showtime, and you can Chromecast it on your TV from your phone and enjoy. So visit that site, www.ebabatv.com, and see what they have to offer you. So lots of stuff happening at ebaba.com. 416-832-7293 for your texts.
Remix! K-I-H-T.
A little bit of Single Forever, Marshall Montano and K.I.
I don't have to stay at home. I don't have to answer phone. I could have any girl in my car. Oh, I could be single forever. Oh, I could be single forever. When my partner's half is hard, I don't have to pluck no card. I could have any girl come over. Oh, I could be single forever. Oh, I could be single forever.
Watch me, I free like a bird. Single to the world. Every other light I go take over of you. Even the best one can't ask for still. If she texts them on to the next one. Run in the morning, girl in the night time. Red face when the two of them combine. Clap for me cause I glad to be always free and single.
When I lie me nice divorce, I don't have nothing to lose. No girl can tell me what to do.
Marshall Montano and K.I. on Radio Shabdam, and this morning we want to open up the lines and try it out, and at the same time give you a chance to share your feelings, your thoughts on what's happening in Guyana. Horrific, horrific crime that took place, and of course what's unfolding as we speak is indeed really scary. Telephone number is 416-848-7772. That's 848 with 7772. 416-848-7772.
Answer phone. I could have any girl in my car. Oh, I could be single forever. Oh, I could be single forever. Oh, I could be single forever. Oh, I could be single forever.
Everyone wants to take care of their family. Secure your family's future by controlling your wishes with the will or power of attorney. If you don't have a will or power of attorney, you leave it up to the courts to decide who gets your assets, and that can lead your loved ones out. The sooner you have a plan of action, the better your chances are to achieve the results you want. To learn more about how to make your will or power of attorney, contact Dave of Key Law Canada at 416-876-2860 or visit keylawcan.com.
Ronnie and staff at Roti Roti Restaurant at 979 Albion Road extending to all our listeners a safe and blessed weekend. Ronnie invite you to drop in and taste from their tasty menu. Remember, for your catering needs, drop by and visit 416-745-9208. Whether it's a wedding, a family function, religious function, no event is too big or too small. Give him a call. Roti Roti Family Restaurant, where no roti is made before its time. They are located at Albion and Islington, the new downtown Etobicoke. And don't forget, they now open serving Chinese at the Rexdale Mall on Albion Road again. Check them out. Tasty. I heard the food is really nice. I haven't been to the new store yet, but of course, I have to visit with them. Roti Roti, Ronnie and his staff. Here we grow again. Congratulations.
Brampton Crematorium and Visitation Center provides a complete range of cremation and memorial services. With customized exclusive facilities, Brampton Crematorium and Visitation Center, together with Ajax Crematorium and Visitation Center, two facilities serving one community. Brampton Crematorium and Visitation Center, Titi Bramwin Court in Brampton, and Ajax Crematorium and Visitation Center, 384 Finlay Avenue in Ajax. Call us at 905-458-2222 and speak to our funeral director, available 24 hours, 7 days a week.
Shipping never been so easy. You want shipping in a hurry. One brand serving the whole nation. La Parkan, La Parkan. Door-to-door service, never late. Ocean cargo and your air freight. In a hurry, don't waste no time. Express shipping when you're shopping online. Warehousing to consolidate. With the Parkan, you don't have to wait. Shipping never been so easy. You want shipping in a hurry. One brand serving the whole nation. La Parkan, La Parkan. Visit laparkan.com.
Hey, that's right. Check them out, laparkan.com. Let's see if I could get this thing done here now. Hello, who we have on the line? Hello? Hello? Anybody there? One, two, hello? Okay, so the lines are open. 416-848-7772. And again, the first day we're trying it out. It worked last night. So I have to, feel free to give me a call. We'll see how it works, all right? 416-848-7772 is the telephone number. 416-848-7772. That's a new number now. We're here in the studios. We all hooked up here. I'm looking at that documentary that Gideon Hanuman Singh produced. It's on right now. Those of you who like to watch it, again, it's on www.caribbeanshowtime.com. You go to caribbeanshowtime.com. By the way, so those of you on the phone, a lot of people have been hitting the TV to play, and that's fine. But the very bottom of your screen on your phone, there's a play button there. When you touch that one, you would get the radio. So some people have been complaining, I'm hearing radio while I'm watching the TV. It's only because you're playing both of them. All right, so check it out. It's on right now. And again, we're on all IP box across the globe at Caribbean Showtime. So when you're looking for us, we're on the Caribbean, and you look for Showtime or Caribbean Showtime. Dairy Auto Repairs is inviting you to drop by.
Visit Dairy Auto Repairs for all general automotive repairs, whether it's oil change or an engine change. Call Dairy Auto Vika 905-840-5888. Leave all your automotive repairs and service to their team of licensed mechanics. Reliable service and honest pricing is what make them stand out among the competition. Dairy Auto Repairs, 15 Fisherman Drive, Unit 34 in Brampton. Dairy Auto Repair, doing it right.
As we say hello to our friend Glenn and his team at Whitebrick Construction. Also, we say hello to Sunil and Savi. Not forgetting my buddy Chris Sukul, the entire Sukul family. Welcome. And we are celebrating with Sita Sipasad on her 70th birthday.
दीदी तेरा देवर दीवाना ओ दीदी तेरा देवर दीवाना हाय राम कुड़ियों को डाली दाना
हाय राम कुड़ियों को डाली दाना
धंधा है ये उसका पुराना पर धंधा है ये उसका पुराना
Okay, so we want to invite you to call us. Let's see. Hi, who we have on the line? Hello.
Mr. Richard.
How you doing, Patrick? Patrick, you know, I must say, you are a loyal friend and a good listener. You know, we're trying out our lines, and I'm happy to have you on the first on air with us with our new lines. You know, you're one of the few fellas that call in and talk to me. So, Patrick, how are you doing, my brother?
Well, can't give thanks, brother, that we're still safe and happy in this beautiful land of Canada.
Well, indeed, you know, Patrick, if you could, because I'm a little bit fuzzy with what's happening. Now, I'm going to try to explain to our listeners, and if you would correct me if I'm straying a little bit or if I'm wrong. We understand that a couple Saturdays ago that a couple guys went in the back dam to pick coconut, and two brothers, actually, a 19-year-old Joel Henry, as well as a 16-year-old Isaiah Henry. They went, and while there, they met with violent death indeed. Now, the bodies were found on an East Indian owner rice land, somebody supposed to be very rich or successful in the business. The body was found on their land. Am I to understand this is the reason why they suspect some East Indian murdered these boys? Now, there's another theory that they met the death because in the area, there were, I believe, over 700 pounds of marijuana was destroyed. And I heard rumors, and it's alleged that Colombians usually farm the marijuana in that area, and they're not sure who did because the way the boys were murdered and the fingers were broken, the spine was also broken, their legs, and they're chopped across their face. Now, there's another theory that the opposition, it's alleged, that the opposition political party had something to do with it to entice race disagreement with the two races in Guyana. Now, tell me a little bit, if I'm correct, and let me hear your take on it.
Of course, thanks to you, Richard, to take a little interest in this affair, which, I mean, you show some human compassion in for this thing, and to the Guyanese people, you know, who are suffering there. The version of this thing, and I'm only telling you I'm in Canada here, the version that I got is that a man has four rifles. Why would I chop up a man and I got a gun that I can shoot one bullet and do self-defense? Number two, if you follow the drug lords, them, they will always dismember, kill. I'm not saying that these guys were killed by the drug lords, but I'm only saying murders like that, it's only drug lords do these things to send a message to the rest. You come, I'll take your head off and send you back home without a head. This, in my version or my interpretation here, that's a drug, like the marijuana scheme, yes. I was in Guyana a few years ago. There was a guy up East Coast. Same thing, he pissed off the drug lords, them. They went to visit this man, beautiful house, Cadillac Park up, beautiful house. And they go, they tie him on the bed, and they pour gas, come right out, and they light the match, tell the wife, go and help her, help him, and he, they blow up the house with both of them inside. So what the theory is that they're claiming that opposition, ask yourself, what does the government now going to benefit from having a tribal with Indian and black? Tell me what is the reason. What, it was before election, they could say yes, that was a version. But now these people are bent on bringing this country from the brinks of overthrow for the last 5 months. They never go to that extreme to kill another race for that. No, that's not the government. That's not an Indian or black. This is strictly to inflame that drug war.
Well, I also believe that, I don't think anything, and I mean, this is only our opinion, right? But and I think the truth, you know, somebody told me, they say shit don't sink. shit don't sink is always float. So whatever this is going to come up. And I don't think any opposition, they're using this, however, as an opposition to entice riot. They're using it to create unrest because they feel somehow the government would be unstable and probably they can do their own thing and started the looting and the burning. And again, taking Black Lives Matters again to another extreme. Because yes, we agree Black Lives Matters, but I want to say here today on this program, we as brown people, we need to start our own movement. Our life matters too. We are conveniently looked at as black. And when it comes down to the wire, they don't want us. You see where this, they're blocking people. And I saw this fellow from New York talking about they're being escorted and Indians are not allowed. And so what? They have all right not to let Indians come through. And nobody is attacking that guy. Nobody is condemning him. In fact, I have some friends on Facebook. And you know, when I say friends on Facebook, these people, a lot of people, we are not friends. They just macho on my Facebook wall. And when they talk about the government, should the Indian president should take care of his country, what are you talking about? You know, they're just trying now again to put blame on the government of the day. But this is racism to its extent. And we have seen it in Trinidad, we see it in Canada, we see it all over. And we are quick to support, and yes, we can lend our support where needed. But about time now, we as East Indian brown people have our own movement. How come we never saw anybody protesting after the two people got killed?
Well, you know? That's what your friend, the president, did say last couple of weeks. He said we had the election for 4 or 5 months. But all these are fear-mongering because the more pressure they do like this, the more, as Anil Mandalal that said, that no, that we will not stop all these investigations out of crime and the election commission. And they're just sending fear into the people. If you investigate us, we can do this. So drop them out and let the last government, they forgive them in the PPP government. When they came in, they said, forget the past, go. Now, Anil says, no, I am going to proceed with the code, the law of this land, that everybody should be investigated, and that's where you go. If you look at Roger Lanchen, the guy can barely stand up. Bharat, Anil, and Dr. Roger Lanchen was in a meeting. The police went into the meeting and arrest Lanchen. It was on the YouTube. You check YouTube. In finale was on TV with the YouTube again, and he pleaded. And he pleaded to the people. He said, look what Harmon is doing, saying that this is the illegitimate government, and we're going to fight against them, and we're going to do everything in our power. And he has it there, the call on the government body there to investigate these racist storm that the opposition got everything to gain if they divide the country. And those who born in the 60s will know this is like a trailer to the 1960s when they loot and they burn the Indians and everything. It's not about the race war, we forget that, but they are bringing and inciting the same 60 business again to fearmonger the people and the government. That's why in Ferrari calling the British and the Caribbean investigators come in and help us solve this crime. Up at East Coast, two inspectors or big guys in the police force, millions of dollars lost, they don't know where it is. And you put it in the police station and they can't look after that money.
Well, boy, I know at the end of the day, we first must extend our condolences and sympathies for the families. You know, the father of these two boys, a Christian, and you know, he speaks like a Christian, he behaves like a Christian, he's asking people, this has nothing to do with race, it's injustice,
right.
And he's asking for justice, you know, and this man, I really, really admire him, you know.
The Mango man. And look at the other Indian guy that they slashed. You didn't see him, it's in, Granger and Harmon got to the Indian guy to say, well, you got caught up in the net and you got killed. They killed that 17-year-old guy. Nobody, the Indian didn't come out and the Indian didn't go and start retaliating.
Well, boy, you know, it's more than just what we're talking about here. And again, to the families of those victims, both the young 17-year-old and the other gentleman. You know that other fellow? People said he came out with a gun shooting up the sky and then he fired some shots in the crowd. From what I understand is that He and his sister went out earlier. Somebody took away his keys and slapped him around, and he went back home. And I think anybody would behave the same way. He went back and he came back and shot one shot up in the air. And people came and, you know, swarmed him, and I don't know what happened. I'm not saying it's right to pull a gun on anybody. I think it's totally wrong. But with that type of emotion and humiliation, you know, enough is enough sometimes. And it's only people that threshold where they could only bear so much and take so much. But I ask everyone listening to, let's pray for Guyana. It's a scary situation. People are being pulled out of their vehicles, set on fire. Houses are being destroyed and burnt. And, you know, most of the businesses in Guyana are not owned by Afro-Guyanese. And they know that. And eventually they would suffer for it, because those businesses is the ones that keep the economy and keep the foods on the table for many people. So again, Patrick, you know, you're the one who brought it to my attention. I was preoccupied, but boy, I've been watching and trying to follow up with it. And we just pray. When you look at the finale, boy, he looks so stressed.
Check if he took YouTube this week when he went with the black shirt and pants, and he addressed the nation. You could see the tension in this guy. What else can we do to please you people?
Well, I think, you know, we just have to wait and see and pray and hope. But I want us to take away from all of this. We, as East Indian, enough about fighting against each other. Trini Indians and curry chicken and chicken curry. We need to come together and look after ourselves. We need the Pakistani and the Indians. We need to love each other and, you know, be more understanding. We are not considered in any way, shape or form as black when they so need us. And we are there to support our black brothers and sisters. But here it is now, you know, before we used to say we are all Guyanese, one nation, one destiny and all of that. Now, as in Trinidad too, but as soon as the election comes wrong, we know who we are. We know who our friends are. We know who would support us. And it's scary, and it's something that wouldn't go away that easy. So all I want to say, I'm not here to disagree with anybody's opinion, but really, maybe consider looking after ourselves, taking care of ourselves. And I saw one person posted that they should go out in groups and be vigilant, walk with some sort of bateau and wood and stick and take to defend yourself if you have to.
No, that wouldn't help you. If you look again on Facebook with Jonas and Ram Sarup and Haynes and Dr. Kisoon, they were dissecting the same thing. Look at it, that they say black white matters, but Guyana got no white man. Is the black people who
pressured
the country for 30 years, Burnham did that, and then the last 5 years. So we should have been the one coming out and say, Indian life matters. You ban potato, flour, milk, and you rob the Indians out of it. We didn't retaliate. We were a set of good people.
Well, boy, I mean, I'm not here to bring up old story, which we still
You're only showing them when this was handed down to us. We didn't retaliate the way you guys do. So you want to talk about it. The only way you can get betterment is sit and talk both sides. Jonah said, let the two leaders come together and make a statement and call them all the supporters to hands down till the police come out. And I believe, and I would predict, that when this investigation done, it would show it is a drug business. If the Indian had the drug farm and the Indians had these guys, because a lot of Indians do a lot of drugs and plant and everything in Guyana, you go down there, see some mansion these guys got, they're into illegal business. If they're doing it, they should be paying the price. But not the innocent man get hold up because they found him at his farm, because if somebody threw a body at your house, they're coming to arrest Richard. They found the body on your property.
Well, Patrick, thank you, Mamu. I know you're outside waiting for an appointment.
I appreciate your time, brother. Thank you very much for having me on.
Anytime. Friends, 416-848-7772, 416-848-7772. What can we do? What can we do from Canada? Our family and friends are back home, and it's a very, very scary situation. Again, we wanted to bring some attention to what's happening and pray that God Almighty indeed So only God could bring calm and peace. And we need that. We need a lot of prayers and we need a lot of support. So we don't know what's going to happen next. And I'm not sure what the government is doing or can do. Because when I see some of the police standing right there. Now, they are the frontline defense that they have there. And the police is right there and other people. I saw one guy cuff somebody in their face. And the police was right there. They cuffed this Indian fella and in his car. And they didn't do anything. So not sure where it's going. But really, we should be grateful and thankful here. But we can't be comfortable and relax here knowing that our families are being brutally raped, tortured, houses are set on fires, vehicles, property being damaged. We just can't. Want to share this selection as we think about it and in our own way, if we could offer a prayer for the victims of this terrible, terrible crime.
Shabnam, Saturdays on WTOR 770 AM and every day on ShabnamRadio.com, 24 hours internet radio.
How sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but was blood, but now I see 'twas grace that taught my heart to fear and we've known But now I'm found, was blind, but
Shabnam, Saturdays on WTOR 770 AM and every day on ShabnamRadio.com, 24 hours internet radio.
I wanna love you and treat you right. I wanna love you every day and every night. We'll be together with the room.
You're listening to 770 WTR Shabnam Radio and across the globe at www.shabnamradio.com. I just wanted to put out to our religious leader in this, our Toronto and GTA community, if they could consider this. You know, when there's a flood relief, everybody comes together. When there is an earthquake, we would send help. We would have groups getting together and do interfaith service and stuff like that. Yes, we know about social distancing, and yes, we know that it's a different time. In fact, I think even more so, we can do these interfaith services via Zoom and share it with the world to show that we condemn this type of behavior and we are praying for all races that we could bring together the communities and show our love for each other and our tolerance. So please, those of you who've been asking for donation to keep your churches and temples and mosques and synagogues open, you know you have the means in which you can come together. We raise money for hospitals. We're not talking about money here. We are asking to come together in solidarity in condemning what's happening and to show love and support for each other in a time like this for Guyana. We see so many getting together and protesting the senseless killing sometimes of the black people by police. It's a real thing. But that's not the only thing that has taken place around us. And we hope that the communities will come together. The platform here on radio and television is open at no cost if ever they want to use it to share it. But we need to act together in times like this. We continue with the music when we come back. This is Richard Aziz on Shabnam Radio 770 WTOR.
Shipping never been so easy. You're one shipping in a hurry. One brand serving the whole nation. La Parkan, La Parkan. Door to door service, never late. Ocean cargo and your air freight. In a hurry, don't waste no time. Express shipping when you're shopping online. Warehousing to consolidate. With a Parkan, you don't have to wait. Shipping never been so easy. You want shipping in a hurry. One brand serving the whole nation. La Parkan, La Parkan. Visit laparkan.com.
Yes, indeed. Visit with Shalini and Jean and the gang. We want to say hello and welcome to those at La Parkan right now. Again, you can pick up our Jimmy Hussein CD available at La Parkan right now. Also at Authentic Trini Cuisine, we say hello. Hey, they got fry aloo today at Authentic Trini Cuisine. Baigan, nice Baigan Shoka. They also have Same and Bodhi, the usual, right? So check them out if you're in the area. William Parkway and William Parkway and Torbram, yeah. So William Parkway and Torbram. Hello and welcome. 416, the telephone number, 848-7772. 848-7772. That's the new number for our studios here at Caribbean Showtime TV and radio. So you could call us on the television when we go live at the same number.
Rote, rote, ki zamana, ab ho gaya. Aye zakhmi dil nishana ho gaya.
Until I could figure out this phone, I think I have to turn off the music when
hello.
I take. Hello. Hi. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Hello.
Yes, sir. I could hear you. You're listening to the radio.
Yeah, my name's Pat.
Hi, Pat. Okay, Pat boy, I know what I'm doing.
Rote, rote, ki zamana, ab ho gaya, aye zakhmi dil nishana ho gaya.
Well, we heard Pat singing this one, so let's dedicate it to you, my brother. Happy Saturday. Rote, rote, let me show.
Rote, 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 main ek samana ho gaya. Aaye zakhmi
निशाना हो गया रोते रोते एक जमाना
Well, I have to turn off because I'm not sure what's happening, but I'm going to take these calls as we say hello to this brother. Hi, you're live on Shabnam Radio. Go ahead.
Hi, Richard. I just want to say a big salutation. As usual, you have the best show, man. You're a great guy. And I just want to say for everyone in this world, we're going through a lot right now with Corona and this what's going on in Guyana and worldwide. And we all, you know, we all have goodness and God in us, and everybody needs to come together and just live peacefully and happily, you know. And we don't know how long we'll be on this world, but, you know, like I'm doing dialysis today. I'm still trying my best, but you can never give up. And just have faith in each other, have faith in God, and everything will be okay. And I also want to mention today, I love my son very much, and God bless him. Today is his 16th birthday.
What's his name?
Andrew Samaru. Andrew Samaru.
Well, I'm going to take care of Andrew Samaru in a little bit. Let me figure it.
Yeah, 16 today. So I love him. When I get home from dialysis, I'll spend some time with him. Right now, he's out with family, having a good time. I gave him his birthday gift this morning before I came to dialysis.
Well, brother, but take care. Can I ask you a question?
Too, thank you very much.
Can I ask you a question? Sure. How old are you?
Sure. Me, I am 40 years old.
And listen, that's 40 years young, and this is something I wanted to bring out and talk to people about. You see, dialysis and diabetes, our kidneys, we really need to discuss these things and be careful and start training our children. And it's plaguing our community, and we're not prone, you know, Tata, anybody could get this thing, man, and I'm so sorry, and you're taking it with stride. How long have you been doing this now?
Well, I've been doing it for almost 4 years, but in 4 years also, I think I mentioned to you before, I gave up alcohol and smoking. So I gave up both for those 4 years, and I'm getting better. It'll just be a matter of time till if I don't get the transplant soon, that I know God will, you know, heal me. So I'm not too worried. I'm just being positive every day and trying my best.
I love you for that.
You know what?
You are indeed a fighter, and God bless you, and we pray and hope that you get a kidney transplant soon. Hi, who we have on the line? Hello?
Hello?
Hi, Pat.
Hi, how are you, man?
Good, brother. Go ahead.
I just want to make a comment.
Go ahead.
On what you said a moment ago.
Go ahead, brother.
Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Go ahead.
Yes. You were saying about what is going on in this world. I'm from Guyana, and especially what is going on in Guyana and Trinidad.
Mm-hmm.
There's something that we cannot stop. This is racism from the time I was born in Guyana, right?
Mm-hmm.
Until now, it's going on.
Well,
are you there?
Yeah, I'm listening. You know, and if we can't stop it, what can we do when it's in flame like this? Should we just lock our doors and stay inside? Should we not defend ourselves? Should we not speak out? Should we not protest also?
No, but what I'm saying is that the population in Trinidad and in Guyana, you were saying the Indians and the blacks.
Mm-hmm.
But the Indians, they populate Trinidad, they populate Guyana. And then you said, you just make a comment that Black Lives Matter. And why don't the Indian people, like you said yourself, you brown people, should form something so that we matter too? But in my opinion, Indian people are black just like black people. Not all are brown, not all black people are
black. No, but
I'm saying, and I close at this, right? There is not black, white, Indian, or whatever. We are of one race, and that's the human race. And we should look out for each other. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Pat. And I don't disagree with you. I agree with you 100%. But even because you see, the louder you speak, it seems as it's turned into facts. And I know, and I don't want to make this into a racial discussion. All I'm saying is, have you ever been, as a brown person, victimized against by another brown person? I tell a story once on this radio where I went to the license office, line up, waiting in line. The girl very cheerfully chatting with everybody. And she was from Guyana. When it was my turn, I smiled, I said hello, no response. And they do as if, you know, you had to be somebody else, either black or white, but you can't be a coolie boy and talk to me. She was, if she was on this high and mighty thing. And, you know, I've seen it many times where our own treat you as if it doesn't matter. We have been used, you know, when G98.5 was coming on air, go to check out CRTC, Richard Aziz. You will see my intervention. I was there before the application was filed. I was there lending support on TV and radio for Fitzroy Gordon and that team. Many times on this program, I asked, would we have chutney music on your program? Oh, Richard, you're asking answers. You, of course, when the Stephen Harper government invited him to go to his home, the barbecue, when they give him the permission to test the signals on the sideband of CBC, that was also given. We would hear right at front and center with, trying to remember the minister's name. We had them on TV and radio. And when, lo and behold, they got the license, oh, it's all black African, Jamaican, black gospel. We had one short time where we had a chutney program. And after that, nothing. So, you know, you get a little bit fed up. I personally helped with money raising for that station for the petition and the application process. I brought in at least three people recommended to Dr. Love, Fitzroy Gordon, the late Dr. Love. And then what happened? The application failed. Then we got a call that the people at the CBC suggested apply for this license. It's on the sideband. And again, we were used. I remember when Caribana Go East, we went down there and picking up a petition, getting people to sign a petition to get that license. And when it's all done, where is East Indian? Where's the support? So I'm just a little bit tired. It's just me that we need to be counted too. That's why when I play on Caribbean Showtime TV, you'll find a heavier hand of Hindu, Muslim selections. You would find a heavier hand of East Indian content. Yes, we would play the gospel and the reggae and the calypso, and it's on the Caribbean. People would say, what kind of Caribbean station is this? Well, we're trying to balance the playing field a little bit, because for too long, yes, we are from the Caribbean, and we are going to be counted as Caribbean people, and we will try to lead by example. But I find, you know, it's not fair in most instances. Anyway, we leave that. Patrick, Pat, thank you very much. The lines are open and we're trying out our new phone number. This is the number now for TV radio, 416-848-7772. 416-848-7772. We'd like to hear from you. Give us a call, 416-848-7772. All right, so just getting a call from our engineer and telling us reduce the higher travel on phone calls. All right. So anybody else want to call in on Wayne on this? Just share your opinion. That's fine. 416-848-7772. 416-848-7772. Well, back to the music.
Rotate.